think it means. That sort of like I used to have a yoke ox, and I had a very fine nigger was an ox driver. And I get a steer that was oxen and ready to trade. He had one that was trained that he would lock him on the same yoke. And he couldn't get away from it. And he had to, if he didn't get up and walk, they drug him.
Is that right?
And he wasn't long before he fell in line and did what he wanted to do.
I see. What did you use the oxen for?
We were principally logging and cleaning up new ground.
I see.
Pulling big logs and things of that kind. Moving heavy items.
I see. The male of the in cattle, the male would be the bull, right?
Yes, sir.
Would you say the bull and a stud and things like that, would you say that in front of women when you were a young man?
Well, what?
Would you say a bull and stud and things like that in front of a woman when you were a young man?
No, sir. No, sir. Would not.
They do today, no. But...
No, sir, that was forbidden.
I see. Uh-huh. And...
Well, I imagine if they were asked the direct question, they would answer them. Mm-hmm. But they were... they didn't get out on the working part of the plantation much.
I see. Uh-huh. What are shoats and barrows?
A shoat is a young pig, and a barrow is a hog that has reached a certain age and has been castrated.
I see.
And he's healed up and he makes a fine piece of meat. He makes a piece of meat better than a sow, unless you spay the sow, and it ain't everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done very nicely.
Is a gilt a spayed sow?
Yeah, no, a gilt is a unbred sow.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the male of the sheep, the male and female of the sheep?
Oh, that's a ram.
Ram and the female
yes.
is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see. And would you describe how you tell a man to go and get a wagon ready to haul something? Would you just explain what he'd do in some detail? And also a buggy.
A buggy.
Yes, sir.
Both, well, we generally had buggy houses to keep the carriages and buggies in. We had some nice buggies back in those days, and they were taken special care of. We had a buggy we called a phaeton. That was for the ladies of the house to drive. And it was kept in a separate place and kept in good condition. And the wagons were generally kept on the shed. And we had ox wagons, we had handmade wagons, and the buggies were Columbus buggy. I think they were made in Columbus, Ohio. They were expensive back in those days. I don't remember what they cost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to ask you answer that anymore.
Uh-huh.
You'll answer me. I'll try to answer.
Sir, just how did he get the horses? Just would you explain
no,
how he
sir,
get the
no,
horse?
No, sir. Generally, the horses and were very tame. Mm-hmm. Were not hard to handle.